Proclamation number 8660, dated the October 31st, 1963. Misuse of divine gifts, talents. Don't believe that you can revoke my eternal order with impunity. Don't believe that you will benefit from an action which contradicts my lawful order. And this will always be the case if you wrongly use the gifts you receive as a human being, which therefore trigger functions in you, which prompt your will into becoming active. The human being is intricately structured. He is a work of creation which testifies to my love, wisdom and might. All his functions are meaningful and can only have been devised by a creator who is unsurpassable in his wisdom. Merely the physical complexion differs, so that not all people have the same abilities at their disposal, and the will to make use of them is either weaker or stronger. Thus people are differently talented in their skills and intentions. They are also permeated by my strength differently, because it depends on the person's will whether he requests my strength, which is always at his disposal, or whether he only uses his vitality, which also flows to him at a weaker or stronger rate in a natural manner. A physically completely healthy person can therefore have more vitality at his disposal than someone with an ailing body. However, the latter can noticeably increase his own strength by directly requesting my strength, and as a result accomplish achievements which surpass those of his fellow human being. And thus talents are also given to people which likewise express themselves in different ways. All these talents are gifts from me, gifts of grace which the person should use correctly in his earthly life by being of service to his fellow human being, again to the best of his ability, for he will want to develop his talents to either do good or to instill pleasure, providing the person always lives within divine order. Yet everything of a divine nature can also become distorted through my adversary's influence. For he will leave no stone unturned in order to revoke the divine order. Consequently, the more enslaved a person is by him, the more the adversary can succeed in destroying his belief in a God, the more he can also influence him into wrongly cultivating the abilities, these talents, which rest dormant within him. He will remove his sense for everything pertaining to divine order. He will want to destroy the natural harmony. He will always think, want and create such that it will contradict this order, the harmony. Then the person's thinking and feeling will become confused through the adversary's influence. And then distorted images will appear regardless in which field a person works. People will think wrongly and put their thoughts on paper, so that writings will arise which do not benefit other people, which present entirely wrong conclusions and which are unable to satisfy a reader who still moves within the divine order. And only the adversary's followers will affirm and accept them. Yet their souls will gain nothing, instead they will even lose that which they possess. And thus, through the adversary's incentive, the most varied talents will be misused. What they will then call into life will only ever be distorted images of what I give to people for their happiness. The functions of hands, eyes and ears are being misused with inharmonious and distorted consequences, for they are being led by the one who is against divine order, against that which is perfect, and who also induces people to be actively against me by producing works which testify to anything else but to the divine gifts the human being received. On the contrary, they originate from a sphere where everything has left the order. And the fact that these products of satanic activity find recognition again demonstrates people's spiritual state, for their nature was not created such that they lack the ability of making the right judgment. Rather, their disbelief is confusing their mind. They are unable to think clearly even if, From an earthly point of view, they possess a sharp intellect, yet their spiritual blindness demonstrates itself in their wrong judgment. They are no longer capable of differentiating between harmony and disharmony, and time and again people with the same spiritual attitude will join them in their judgment. And this distortion of creative products is merely a sign of immense spiritual confusion, an obvious sign of my adversary's activity and therefore also a sign of the near end. For the soul's full maturing is no longer assured where almost nothing is within divine order anymore. All my creations testify to wisdom, love and omnipotence, and these must also be recognizable in human work and activity. Everything must radiate harmony and soothingly touch the human being's soul which is devoted to me. But anyone who is still distant from me due to his wrong attitude towards me, due to disbelief or his belief in error, will also lose the right sensitivity for any harmony because his soul still belongs to the one who is my adversary. Amen.